Shane Ritty joins us for his weekly corridor. It's great to have him on the program again. We're going to talk about a $2.75 million funding Kaupapa into methamphetamine addiction treatment in a program that's been led seemingly by the mongrel mob. Now, the Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, has rejected any criticism from that. The proceeds of crime funding has been approved for the new Kahukura methamphetamine rehabilitation program. And with us today, Shane, of course, as you know, is a doctor as well. And sadly, meth is causing huge problems in our communities. Many of our Māori people, sadly, caught up in it. And we need to do something about that. But is this the right strategy? Shane, thank you for your time. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale.
Is this money well spent, Shane?
No, it's not money well spent. The mongrel mob should not be a lead on a methamphetamine program. They have no track record at methamphetamine, at leading a methamphetamine program. These are vulnerable people. We want to make very, very, very sure that this is not part of a recruitment process. And I think what's missing here is some reflection on what is already working. And what I'd put to you is the number one methamphetamine program in New Zealand, that's Te Araoranga. So no, this is a real disappointment. The Prime Minister has her fingerprints on this because she's been one of the sign-offs. And I think what a lot of New Zealanders are raising with us is $2.75 million to the mongrel mob for a meth program, nothing for Mike King for Gumboot Friday. How can that be?
Okay, so how are you going to challenge the decisions made here, and what do you make of the proceeds of crime fund? How should that be used?
So the proceeds of crime fund comes from the Proceeds of Crime Recovery Act, which basically says that if you've committed a crime and you have assets that are unaccounted for, that they can be taken up by the state and distributed. And we've seen a large number of distributions. In fact, Te Araoranga started with the proceeds of crime fund, about $5 million, as I recall. So it's not a question that can be used wisely. It's just that the use of this, of $2.75 million for a mongrel mob methamphetamine program, in our view, is not a wise use of that fund. But it's a good fund.
How successful has the Kaupapa in the North been, Shane? It's a big nut to crack, methamphetamine addiction, and it feels as though we're just scraping the surface.
Well, of course, unfortunately, Northland is one of two outside of East Cape, two areas with very, very high levels of methamphetamine use. So we're right in the middle of it here. And so about 5 years ago, Northland DHB and police and social services came together in a collaboration. And while some money and some seed money initially came from the Proceeds of Crime Recovery Act, they each needed to put in some money into the pot and have been running it as a joint program. And I would contend it is the best program for methamphetamine in New Zealand, fundamentally an outpatient program. And when you speak with them and say, what is the magic? How is this different to anything else that has been done or is being done? They say to me, Shane, it's all about pōwhenua. And I say, what's that? They say, that is the lived experience people with respect and mana in the communities that we enroll to be a part of our program. They're the ones that have the trust. They're the ones that help with the learning. That's the magic to Te Araoranga. And I think it's that sort of structure where government services have a lead, where health and police have a lead, where you start getting success mixed with the pōwhenua, the lived experience people, vastly different to a mongrel mob-led methamphetamine program.
Thank you. Other kaupapa here, the number of children still hold up in motels across the country, the cost to the state for that debacle that sees so many of them forced into motel accommodation. You're the National Party spokesperson on children. What do you make of it all?
Yeah, well, this is appalling. We will have a motel generation. Imagine that. We'll have a motel generation of children who have been brought up in motels, who have had at-risk neighbours, if you like. This will just be their experience starting life. When did New Zealand turn to that? How did we turn to that? How can that be? And don't get me wrong, when we were stuck, we were also putting people in emergency housing in motels. So I'm not saying we've never done that, but what I'm saying is it's nothing to like what we've got here at the moment, which lends itself back to that discussion around housing. This is fundamentally a housing problem that's been escalating and getting worse, and this government just can't seem to deliver on any of their promises or a housing plan that makes any sense whatsoever. Just think about that motel generation. My goodness.
And Shane, your thoughts on where we're at with the vaccination kaupapa Māori?
Oh, a lot of work to do. For the proportion of Māori in the population, 15 to 16%, we're well below what that should be. And that's when we've used, or when we've vaccinated some of the higher priority groups in South Auckland, have been a higher priority, so a higher proportion of Māori. And when we've been vaccinating frontline workers, again, higher proportion of Māori and Pacifica at the border. So we're still lagging behind, although I have been with some providers that are a breath of fresh air. Some of the Māori health providers are really doing good work. I was in Whanganui this time last week with Oranga Nui. My goodness, they're doing good work. I'll be out with Ngāti Hinne later today. They're doing good work in the vaccination space, just to name a few. So as I said several months ago when I wrote to the Minister, fund and support our Māori health providers to win, to reach into the pockets of New Zealand that mainstream can't, and vaccinate those remote and rural communities.
Shane, thanks very much for sharing some kōrero with us today. Look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Kia pai tō rā, Dale.
Thanks very much.